Where is the signage?
Yes, we are ready.
Yeah, we have started. Have you forgotten? What's the name of the podcast?
This podcast does not have a name.
This podcast has
no name.
Exactly. You cannot misname the name that we have named.
This podcast has no name. Yes. Why can't I say it does not have a name?
TPHNN. That's not the name.
Doesn't is not included.
It's not included in the name that we did not name it. You get it?
Wow. So they're sticking with the name after all. Shame on you.
It's not a name at the end of the day. Welcome. This podcast has no name. I'm the big one on your radio.
And I am J.I.
And we have your favorite Yoruba demon in the building.
That's me.
That's you.
Oh, that's you.
I should come closer.
From afar.
Yes, my name is Tunde. And I'm here with you today. Not though I'm not happy.
Not Ednot. Why are you not happy? Jollof Rice is not here.
Chop Chop refused to sponsor.
Chop Chop.
I already told you what you guys want. I've got some basmati with some pepper chicken.
It's okay. Off your mic. Okay. Our last conversation. I almost have forgotten what our last conversation was.
No, it was about
you snitch on your
friend. Yeah,
snitch on your bro
or cheat. So snitch
and
or
the
cheat.
Big one said he was gonna
and
cheat.
A lot of them actually just cheating. Can you just imagine?
Even the big one wants to cheat. He said he'd rather cheat.
Did I even give an answer? I don't even think I gave an answer.
Yeah, so what is your answer today?
So my answer today is that we are discussing something very interesting that we picked up from the last one. Why are you laughing? What's the issue?
I don't think the big one will snitch.
Me? You already know me, now I ain't a snitch.
So he's gonna cheat.
Neither am I a cheat.
So what are you going to do? I don't even
exist on this one.
Cheat.
Anyways, just to let you know that today we have a higher number of women than men on the conversation. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves. First and foremost, the lady in all denim, wearing jeans up and jeans down. Please came closer to the microphone and says your name into the microphone.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jennifer.
And Jennifer. Yes, we have two Jennifers in the studio today. Jennifer is shocked. She's like, what? I'm not the only person. Yeah, you're not the only person with me.
What now? I stick with J.I.
And then we have one more person with us.
Hi, my name is Toby.
Hey, Toby, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Toby with the earrings everywhere. Do you have earrings in your nose and teeth as well?
No.
Okay. Will people ever have teeth ring?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not say gum ring. I said teeth.
Okay.
Like teeth.
Mm-hmm. Teeth.
Yeah. Like drill a hole.
How?
Trust me. I mean, are you really asking how?
Every part of your body that doesn't have ring that women doesn't have.
Me, I don't have ring.
Oh wow.
I mean, I don't have ring anywhere whatsoever. All right. So the conversation for today is very, very straight to the point. Whether we know or we don't know, it is burnt into the back of the mind of pretty much every guy that there is something called the bro code. So, our Yoruba demon, our most beloved Yoruba demon, before you hop out, come answer this question quickly. Can you quickly define what the bro code is?
If I'm going to explain, I almost tired defining it like is an exam. This is a set of guideline, framework, rules, regulations, you get, that guys, not just friends now, guys in general, like to abide by.
It guides your existence.
Yeah.
Let us put it that way.
As a guy.
On the bro code, you have things like, guy shall not snitch on another guy. Number two, whether guy meets 15 different girlfriends, each girlfriend is our what?
Wife.
Exactly. Another bro code is where you eat, you must make sure that your guy does what?
You know.
Yeah, you get it. So another thing is you cannot date my sister.
Yeah, that's out of bounds.
It's out of bounds.
You get
stuff like if my eye is on this babe, remove your eye. But then at the end of the day, if I don't really like him, then it can be community
service. You can pass right. around.
Exactly. You can puff pass. Exactly. All those kind of things. So the question now is this: to the ladies in the house who are all on top of their thoughts, can I have your attention, please, ladies?
Attention.
Is there any such thing like the cis code?
Wow. Why are we so quiet?
Yeah.
Like,
women doesn't support women.
women in the mud at this point. Do we have a cis code?
There was general silence, like suddenly. Is,
but people don't talk about it the way they talk about the bro code.
Okay, so how, why do you say that?
Because girls are not like boys, and
you guys don't support each other. That is it. Women generally, they hardly support each other.
So why? Like why are girls? So here's my question: girls are not like boys yet. Girls want to be like boys. Yes, girls want to be boys. I'm not understanding it. Please explain.
I don't think girls want to be like boys, actually.
Really?
At least not me, Sha.
Not you.
Like, why would I want to be a boy? Like, haven't you seen me? Like, am I not girly enough? Like, why would I want to switch? That heart is hard. That life is hard.
But I see a lot of girls going, oh, I'm a king. I'm the man.
No. You can be be a king if you want to be a king.
Why do you want equality with guys if you don't want to be a
guy? No. See. You can be a king in your own world, right? You can be a king in your own world regardless. But in this case, just like she said, I feel like we have a lot of rules that are quite silent, but that we don't usually talk about.
You guys actually have rules.
Yeah, but like I said, they're silent. Like, it should be common sense. That common sense should tell me that I should not date my friend's ex.
Yes.
Common sense should tell me that I shouldn't do that. Because, Jennifer, I like the way you do your eye. Jennifer, bless you, the voice of Bessie.
Why?
The voice of Bessie, S. Boo.
Why?
Okay,
so. You said X.
Yes.
That means you guys are no more.
Yes.
Why shouldn't I?
Okay, so this is it. You know, before now, I would say I cancel it. But, you know, life happens and things happen and situations. Yeah. But let's say, for instance, your best friend and your boo. Your ex boo, rather.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say you just broke up with the guy, let's say 2 months after.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden your friend comes to say that she's dating the same guy. 2 months after.
She find love.
Yeah. Hey! Sister, you say?
Yeah.
She found love.
Yeah.
You found love 2 months after.
Toby's laughing.
Wait. That's not my business. Wait, I need to answer you very well.
Toby, yeah.
You, she found love 2 months. Toby, please come answer.
Wait, why are they finding love in
school? So you step up for a minute. What she said was, you know, bro code and all of that. So she's now saying sis code without even being told anything. You should know that you shouldn't go after your friend's ex.
I don't get it.
And she's asking
why?
Exactly. So what do you think, the other Jennifer?
She found love. Probably we're not meant to. Things happen. People broke up even 1 week, 2 weeks, like 1 month. Like, we move on. If I broke up with a guy, even 1 month, we're not meant to. Like, the situation, if it's something that I'm not meant to come back to this guy, I move on.
So after 1 month, you're saying 1 month is enough for you to heal and be done?
Moved on, that is the language.
Move on. Like, you've moved on in just a month.
Moved on.
You moved on in just a month.
No, that is the moving on. The moving on will make you like heal faster. If you keep on sit one place, month, like, no, you keep on sitting there, and why the guy will be outside enjoying himself. That's the reason why you have to do things that make you happy. Move on. See yourself like
this. So the thing is this. After I've moved on,
yeah,
and then you, my best friend, is trying to cheer me up to make me on. You don't come back and tell me that as I'm helping you to cheer up, your ex boo,
he's got a good day,
he got like he's doing amazing.
Let's say for instance now, Jennifer,
okay, you come and tell me something like, okay. It was your boo.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
You moved on, according to you, after 1 month. Yeah. I come and meet you, I tell you, babe. Oh, no time say anything, they dig big like this. So. Babe.
I'm
a cash spender.
You didn't see it.
Wait. No, I've never looked at him, but now I'm not looking.
You know what's happening here? It's a thing of. Hold on. You know what? This is what I want. A, B, C, and his D in me.
So, and let's imagine a situation whereby he doesn't need to give you money. Just imagine. You know, there are situations. Or maybe let's say he gives you, or maybe a range of maybe, let's say, 50 to 100,000.
Yeah.
And then I come and say, oh, did this guy give me 1 M? And you can actually see evidence. I like the fact that, regardless of anything, I can even see the expression on your face has changed. Would you really like it? No, lie you.
No, I won't like it. But the fact
okay!
that.
Okay! Now we're
good.
Can I explain?
Okay, go on.
The fact that maybe when you guys were dating,
when you, when you,
when I was there, can you see now you switch? That means you don't want to be the.
No, because I don't want to do me. Now they put you for this situation. Make you tell me how you.
But you can as well find yourself in that situation.
It cannot be me now. It cannot be me.
So will you deny the one?
No, see, this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to say that it's. I mean, it should be normal logic that if he was with you, if after a period of maybe let's say 6 months, for instance,
not marriage.
1 year.
Do you understand?
It's not
even 6 months. No, no, no. If I really loved the person, okay. Babe, you get people where normal, me and you know say they can be flings. Yeah. I'm not talking about a fling.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a proper relationship that maybe people have dated for 5 years.
Okay.
Or 4 years.
Okay.
And the person just in 1 month, you just move on.
Sorry, for the guys.
I'm just giving an instance.
For the guys, fling or flinging, to ain't looking in that direction, man. Toby, you were going to say something.
Or else I intentionally pass it over to you
and say, go ahead.
Okay, Toby, go on.
I'm going to say, if my best friend, like if I break up with my boyfriend, go for it.
I love you already.
No, you got your breakfast.
Go on.
And 2 months or a month after, I hear my best friend is dating him. Eh? I'll just think you're the cause of my breakup.
Exactly. You've definitely.
So what will you do? What
is the first thing that will come to my mind? Like, that means, because there's no way. Just 1 month and you guys are already.
Are you saying if it was to be like?
I mean, you guys have to be doing something longer than that 1 month, because 1 month but is actually.
What about? What about nothing as such? It just happened.
It cannot just happen.
What if you were default?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Things happen.
That best friend is not my friend.
Not my friend is not my
oh,
friend.
Oh, she shouldn't honestly. Have find herself in
my dear, whatever you are doing. Excuse me, this is
that
it.
Means there's no.
This is it. Whatever you are doing as my friend, this is. You know, I shared on this same podcast one of the reasons why I never introduce girls to my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why I do that is because, like I said, I don't even trust the girls, I don't trust the guys. Maybe I can say I trust the guy, but I don't trust the girls.
Yeah.
It can be that way. Why? Because me, I've caught my own person with somebody on top of person.
Oh.
Yeah, so I already know that that can happen. And time and life has also taught me that I should not just do it. It's a bad idea. So you not even meet the person that I'm dating. So if it's in that kind of situation that maybe I've been talking about this person, you have never met the person, and then you now go and meet the person somewhere. After I've broken up,
okay.
I will totally understand. I will not fight you. Okay. You've never seen this person
before. Yeah.
Do you understand? I can totally understand that. I'll be like, oh really? I do not know. But I'll tell you, this is where me I'm coming from. But you know, people are different when they meet different people. Somebody can tell you that I don't like swallow. But you'll be with your man that it since morning to night, it's always swallow that you want to
swallow.
But anyway, you get what I mean. So it might be, you might actually be his preference. You guys might work.
Yeah.
In that situation, I give my blessings. But not the one that you will know. You know that he's my person. When I'm coming to God,
I will cry for 1 month.
I will cry for 1 month. And as I'm coming, you're telling me, sorry, sister. You don't come and buy me ice cream and say, don't be vexed. We all mourn relationships differently.
Yeah.
And for most women that me I understand or how I work and I've observed other women, we don't just wake up one morning and say we're not doing. We will do the nagging. We will do the complaining. We will voice out. Yeah. We will complain and complain.
Until it's not working.
Then we're like, we mentally check out. Sometimes we don't even say verbally.
Yeah.
But we've mentally checked out. Then after that, it's vibe and inshallah. Sometimes we man up and say, okay, we're not doing. But in that process, if we've gotten to that stage, I mean, regardless of anything, this is someone that I shared intimacy with. This was somebody that was my person at some point, and you know that. So why would you want to go and date that same person? After 1 month, you just want, babe. Now one, I saw the ID guy. Reach.
So what if they meet themselves in a different?
That's why I gave another scenario. Okay. I said if it's something that you don't even know about the guy, but you know that I was dating this guy, but not don't know the person. So if you know the person, and go for the person. You are behind the person. That's what
there's no way you have not. You have been doing like this.
I'm like, this is your guy.
No, let me say, maybe after if you guys broke up, like. 1 month or so, the guy travels.
Is this the first
and your best friend?
I was just about to ask, is this the first? If there is a CIS code, is this the first law of the Cisco?
Because the like first there's law, no agreement here.
Exactly. The first law of the bro code, and I'm reading it for you right here. Never let a woman come between your friendship.
Yeah.
Never. So if at any time I am liking sis, and my bro is liking sis, neither I nor my bro is having sis. It's as simple as
let's
that.
Just agree.
Let's agree to disagree.
Now you like him first.
Yeah, no problem. I think for no girls problem. It's more like if he's the boy, it's like if you like the boy first. Whoever likes him first.
No, for guys, you have like no, I'm saying, just go for that.
I'm
friend.
Saying based on that, for girls, it's like whoever likes him first.
So what if the guy doesn't like you, the person?
And
back?
Then the other girl have to forfeit.
Yeah, you both have to move on.
Yes.
The moving on is what I'm talking about. No, right? That's the part of moving on.
But no, normally, if the guy does not like the other girl, as a guy, you just from a guy angle. Most of the guys we still first like the other guys.
Exactly.
First.
But when we realize that bro was there first, we let bro go through. You understand? But if it's a thing of we did it together, we both liked her, we will have that conversation. Bro Alpha, you like this girl? I like her. Myself, I like her. No worry, free her. But does that happen with you guys?
Let me
chip in. Okay, sorry.
Okay, go on.
I've been in a situation where I like someone, but like my friend liked him first actually. So I just had to, because I knew she liked him first. She just didn't know.
Nama Yubi.
I liked him.
Nama Yubi. Congratulations. Here's another rule. Every man is his man's wingman.
You know what I mean? It doesn't work like that with girls.
It doesn't work with ladies. No. Why?
Because girls see man
is,
lots.
Guys are always going to make sure that whoever you are believes that the guy that is trying to chike you is the best thing that happened after sliced bread.
Yeah.
Even though we know that bro is it's a community penis.
Hey, Jesus.
But here, may I ask why it doesn't exist in women's circle?
You are a woman. Yeah, we should
be asking why. Like, we are here to discuss your code.
I'm asking that. So why? My fellow ladies, please, why?
Why what now? Why is it that we don't vouch for each other?
Yes.
Is it that we vouch for each other?
Why don't you guys vouch for each other?
Each other's back.
Well, I mean, it depends. When I was very young, I think I was very careless with some of my female friendships. This is because I didn't know better. But where I am now and the kind of friends that God has given me, these are people that are very present in my life. So the fact that this person is present, I have some sort of responsibility to carry towards this person. Let me give a weird example. Something happened a few months ago, and there was a big fight between like all of us girls. We're like seven girls or so. And when this fight broke out, there were a lot of snitching. Like a lot of information that was not supposed to get out got out because one person was angry, and then the person spewed a lot. Now, when it got to my turn, I heard whatever they said, but I didn't feed into it. I just gave it time. Let me digest it. And later on, I thought of it. I'm like, even if at the end of the day, this thing actually happened. This person actually met me in a stage in my life whereby I was going through this particular thing. So it's not like the person lied. And also, another thing is intention and motives. I can come and be having a conversation and tell you, ha, my friend, my husband has been acting so funny. Do you know he beats me? And she might go and tell her that, ha, is this her gist though? And you might tell her that, oh, you know your husband is verbally abusive. And she's like, my dear, that's how my friend Jennifer, her husband is abusive. But she left the marriage. I'm just giving you an instance. But she finally left the marriage, you know? So you have to muster courage. What do you want to do? When the two of you now fight, and you want to come and tell me what she said, are you going to, don't lie, are you going to tell me the same way? You that girl said that you left your husband, I don't want you to beat you, blah, blah. That is what literally happens. But when the conversation was happening, it was not happening in the context of that malice or that intention.
It was held in confidence.
It was held in confidence.
Yes.
So after this whole thing that, like I said, when the entire fight broke out and every other thing, and this person came back to me and said, well, why is it that, you know, you didn't react like every other person? And I said, I don't know the context of what this conversation started. And it might actually be a very menial thing. And I said, girl, people talk every day. And we're girls. Girls, we talk a lot. Yeah. Mono lie. We talk. Even though we're not supposed to talk. We talk. There's a prayer. I say, Father, please hold my mouth. What I'm not supposed to say, please let it not come out. Because we talk a lot. So, because of talk does not mean I'm going to bury my friendship. If I know that before now, I think some of my friendships would have lasted or I've done better. But I told the guy, I said, nah, talk, you know, keep person for me. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't wipe my memory on the times when I called and I said, babe, I'm going through this. And you say, that's fine, talk to me, what is it? That doesn't mean you didn't show up for me. I'm not going to erase. And that's what we do. We hold one small grudge and we capitalize on it. And we forget every other good thing that you have done. So I can't do that. I think I'm way wiser than that now.
What you just said, a bro is always another bro's wingman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, for guys, it's not just with our friends. Let me paint this scenario for you. You are my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, very good friend. I don't know Biggie, but you happen to be dating Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
If I see Biggie somewhere there...
You're not supposed to see him.
You're not going to know me.
Me, I'll call like my babe.
You will not know.
No, but my babe.
No. Now, if she's dating Biggie,
mm-hmm.
and you are Biggie's friend...
Mm-hmm.
And you see her,
mm-hmm.
you will call me.
Mm-hmm.
That's the point.
So that's what you guys do.
That's what we do.
You will never, I will not say anything unconsciously.
In fact, I could see you and Biggie together tomorrow, and we are even greeting, bro.
What's up?
And we move. Most guys do that.
The only person who will most likely tell that I saw this guy somewhere is our sister,
okay.
or another of our guy.
There is no girl because
the girl will come and tell you.
Yes.
What if that lady was me, maybe I decided to tell my guy the truth and I even tell him that I saw his friend.
Mm.
What will happen?
No, you guys will tell.
If you come and meet me there, I saw you. Okay.
I didn't hear it from you.
Exactly. Tell you. Am I supposed to tell you?
Okay.
That's me.
Here's another thing. I'm gonna ask you, ladies. Is it okay for you guys to date your brothers, your friend's brother?
No. Me, I mind too.
Yes, you. The other Jennifer.
My friend's
brother.
Brother. Like my male friend's
brother. No, your female friend's brother.
Oh, my female friend's brother. Ah. It depends.
You're thinking too much. Toby already said no once. Like, the man like, will be.
Like, why are you dating my sister?
Sometimes I actually look that way.
We like each other.
But then,
you look which way?
I actually think you should date your friend's brother. But I'm like, no.
No, as a guy, you
won't. Even if you like my sister.
You won't let your friend date your brother. Wait. She said she won't let her friend date her brother. Why?
I won't. Because that's just cringe and weird.
How?
How not? You're having your friend and your brother having romantic conversations.
Now let me tell you why we don't even want you to date our sister as a guy. Because we know you're going to tatter her.
Because I know all the shit you do.
I know what you do.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to bend my sister like fish.
I have a friend like that.
No!
She's a friend to this girl. And the other brother wants to go out with this girl. The girl, let it try to stop her brother from going out with this guy. She knows the shit this girl do. You get that? Mm-hmm. She knows her men, like the men she goes out. But this guy insists that maybe if they are going out, probably she will stop. But still, yes, it didn't stop. Although the girl was not, you know, showing it on the guy's presence, but the sister still knew behind. So, but this guy loved this girl. But at the end of the day, everything split out and they broke up.
I don't even want to know everything you do. And then you say you want to date
my sister.
But what about if he says that I'm cool? You know me as a cool girl. Yeah. You know
what
me
if,
as
what if
I don't it's
a boy
shit.
That doesn't do shit exactly.
Uh-huh.
I know that you're going to tatter my sister. No.
In terms
what
of what?
Cute,
in terms of tatata.
Funny, even if it eventually happens, whatever you do, stays between
you. Don't let me know.
I am not telling my sister. Sis.
Whatever happens between you and my sister, don't let me know, because if I know, I'll kill you. Do you understand? So that's it. Well, let's wrap it up with this one. Let's wrap it up with this one. As women, when you are really in love with a person, will you tattoo the person's name on your body?
No.
Uh-uh. Yes. Mm-mm. I've done it. But I cleaned it.
Goku. never you tattoo a girl's name on your body.
No. Oh no, no, no. I don't think that part of your body.
Why?
I don't think this particular bro code. I disagree because I've seen a lot of names.
That's the thing. They didn't listen to the brothers.
Oh, okay. Exactly for that.
And but it's definitely let, going to but appear but where your bros are going to see.
There's a lot that has been for a guy, but not to tattoo his...
No, I mean, mine was actually an initial, not like an entire
name. You should have tattooed his name.
Yeah. No, but I didn't disagree. I don't feel like it's a bad thing.
If at that time
that's how I feel, and I feel like I want to tat it, I will tat it. But I'm not going to have like David on my forehead. It cannot happen.
Okay, well, with pen, yes. Normal pen.
You don't want that shit to go into your blood.
And one more thing, bro, don't let bro cry. Bro, tell bro, you'll be all right. But bro, don't let bro cry.
We say let it out, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Cry inside that pillow. Cry. Sometimes if you even come to me and you've done something shitty and you're crying, I'll make you cry some more. I remind you how foolish you are. Yes. I say, my dear, just cry.
But
no
after
best.
That, you get better.
You need to let it out.
Can't think about what you
can't, honestly.
we normally think about it over some drinks and fish.
Yes, no.
We're fine. After that,
we could do an ice cream date, you know. But we're going to do it slow and steady. Except if you want to go all out.
And you're offering ice cream.
No. Yeah, your comfort food.
No. Ice cream.
Except if you want to go out.
In a higher
tub of ice cream.
I mean, welcome to that one, that one, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. The part of
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying, except if the person is like, you know what? I'm done. No, so for grieving and maybe for crying. Hold on.
Exactly.
For grieving, everybody does it in different ways. There are times whereby, as you're crying, you don't want to expel the emotions yet. Till you handle it. Then you don't want to go and expel the emotions. Some people don't mind. Some people will just want to go and do 7 shots and they're okay.
And fuck 7 people at the same time.
Bro,
you should take your sadness seriously.
Point and kill over ice cream anytime.
You
should take your sadness seriously.
I didn't say ice. No. I'm a foodie. You can't do that. Of course, it's going to be roasted fish.
Are you foodier than I am?
There you go.
Anyways, this is where we wrap it up for today. We know that this podcast has no name. Big shout out to all the girls here. Jennifer, Toby, of course my G, your favorite Yoruba demon as well.
Yeah, that's me.
Tunde in the building, not Ed Nuts. I'm the big one. We'll holla on the next episode of a podcast. I'll let you. Bye. Everybody say bye.
Bye.
Everybody say bye.
Bye.
I'll tiff your phone. Everybody say bye.
Bye.